Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, I gotta say it. Guys in the room, please tell me you're washing your underwear every time you wear them and not every 3 to 10 times.
That's disgusting. That's
just foul.
Yeah.
I don't understand this stuff. Like, I am a guy who will admit to doing a lot of rancid stuff. Like, I pee in the shower.
You do everything in the
shower. I clip my toenails and fingernails in the shower. I do a lot of different things. I don't know how this is possible to not wash your underwear. How many men? How many men does it say?
It says some guy tweeted, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like, all men wear their underwear 3 to 10 times before washing.
What does wear it 3 to 10 times, meaning 3 to 10 days in a row?
That's sick.
Like, I legitimately will most days wear 2 pairs of underwear. Because, like, if I have something on and then I work out and then I shower, like, so I'm
nice.
There's 2 underwear minimum per day. When I go on vacation, if I'm gone for 7 days, I take like 16 pairs of underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an incontinence issue, but I just want to know that I can be fresh. Does anybody in this room ever wear it longer than a day?
No.
No. There's even that cliche where it's like you can turn them backwards and you can turn them inside out and then inside out backwards.
Yeah, it's front to back, back to front, inside out, front to back, back to front.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no way.
Mm-mm.
No way.
That's sick.
Because, I mean, then eventually where your back was is in your front. And so just like you're mixing that bacteria with that bacteria.
Ugh.
And you're just... Does anybody know... Like, have you dated anybody who does that? Like, I
hope not.
Yeah.
You would know.
You would think guys, if they're going on an important or just any date, that they would pick that day to put on the fresh pair. You would think.
Did you ever, anybody in the room live, I'm mostly speaking to men because I'm not allowed to ask the women this. Did anybody go through a commando phase other than me?
No.
You never did?
No.
Really?
My guys need a hood. They need a neighborhood. They need
a hood. Well, I mean, that's what you're paying. I mean, it's just one layer of
no. Because if you're incontinent, then your jeans,
but
or whatever.
I'm not.
Well, if you were,
it was okay. I'll explain in a second. I got to hear TX.
I don't know. Not really. At night, maybe for a little bit, but not never really out and about.
Ladies, not asking you if you've done it, but would you? Is that a deal breaker if you find out a guy's a commando dude?
I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, but I wouldn't necessarily
be gung-ho.
Like it. Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, because also, like, what if something happens and you split your pants?
Then you're out there, and that has happened to me.
That's illegal.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a federal offense.
It's not federal, but Amber?
I just think of my roommate in L.A. He used to go commando, but his pants would kind of drop down.
So
you can see, like if his shirt lifted up, it just was not.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah. So when did you lose your pants?
Well, I went commando for a bit because like when you're there was a time in my life where maybe I was a skosh more promiscuous. And you just were, it's just one last thing.
No. That was your reasoning?
Sort of. It was just like, I'm like, you're just there. You're like, it's, you're.
Oh, my.
You're never more than one layer of fabric away from.
So wouldn't you be scared that, like, when you're in the rush, the hurry, that you would zip and there's no protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was more of a button. That was a button fly phase.
Right. I was going to say, this is rock star days, yes. And you're probably the sweatiest and the gamiest possible.
But you didn't, because you're wearing stretch jeans. Like, at the time, I was wearing boxers. So you try to pull those on, and then you just have these.
These loose baggy.
Just bunchy. Yeah. They all bunch up. So it was either that. So I tried a Speedo-y brief and put those on. I was like, I'd rather just not have anything than be wearing. Like, because what's worse? Like, you get with a lady and it's like, here I am, or here's my Speedo. Like, to me, I felt like.
Those are like little kid or grandpa underwear, kind of.
So I felt like it was better to just be like, hi. Mm. Like, I'm. Here I am.
We're glad you got married.
I see your thought process, but yeah.
But the stat, though, about guys in underwear, I kind of equate it to women who go only wash their hair 1 out of 4.
That is
five
different. No. So completely different. No. I am 100% on the girl's side on this.
No.
What are you talking? No.
Nasty. Mm.
They don't pee out of their head.
Right, but they're getting all the crap, and when you're going through their days and weeks in their heads.
Mmm. No.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm not worried about giving anyone pink eye with my hair.
Like, because that's part. Especially if you just met a guy and you're going on a couple of dates, you know, and you're kind of hugging. He wants to.
It doesn't
smell bad.
I feel like a guy. I mean, I'm not a woman, but a guy smelling my hair would be a deal breaker.
Well, subtly. Yes. I'm not like. Pulling. Hey,
you're not subtle about it. Stand still. I got to smell your head. That's weird.
You're right. There's not fecal matter or pee involved. But,
necessarily, right.
But come on, 4 or 5 days. It's all sweaty head.
Okay. I'm going to give you options. Mm-hmm. You smell the underwear of a 3-day guy or the head of a 7-day girl.
Come here, ladies.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.